So it's only one day, but how does this compare to other training camp days you've been in your career?
Yeah, it was a hard day. Obviously, in Washington, it was always a little different. And Palmer's is a really intense coach, which is good. We had a really hard skate, probably one of the hardest skate I've had in all my my pro training camps career. Yeah, it was a hard skate, but it was good. I think that's what we kind of need. I've been around for a couple of weeks now. I skated earlier last week, so I know the guys already pretty good, so it wasn't like it was the first day, and I kind of just came in and didn't know anybody, so it was fun.
What is it like though for the new guy, you know, on the team?
Guys are so used to it now. Like, it just happens every year, new guys come in. And I had to experience it last year. I got traded to Anaheim, so I walked in a new dressing room, not knowing anybody really. So it was, you know, you get used to it. Guys are used to it. They come up to you, and everybody here's really nice, and it's a great bunch of guys. Seems like.
Toughest part of it? Sorry. Just the toughest part of switching teams, or isn't there a tough
Yeah, it's just, you know, you get into your routine somewhere, so, you know, you get to the rink, you know where to go, you know what to do. When you get to a new place, then you have to kind of, you know, figure everything else and know the guys, know what the guys do, so you don't interrupt in guys' routines and stuff like that. So, it's been great so far.
You're here for a couple of weeks. I mean, you've obviously talked to some of your new teammates. I'm sure they told you this was going to be a tough training camp. I mean, did you believe it before today? Give me a sense
of that. I talked to Paul Morris too as well just after I signed, and he told me it was going to be a hard training camp, so I prepared myself for it, and I got a good look at it today. It was a really hard skate, but it was good. We all got through it, and it was good for everybody.
I know the role you're going to have is, of course, going to be up to the coaches, but what role do you kind of hope you have?
I've always been an offensive guy, and I think that's what they're going to expect from me here, to bring some offense and make this team a three line that can score every night. And you know, either it's a second or third line center. I've been in that kind of role my whole career. In Washington, it was the same kind of role I had. And Anaheim is the same thing. Like, I've never been like a top guy, but I've always been a guy that can contribute and bring offense on second or third line, and I'll power play, I think, so too as well. So it's very exciting. I can't wait for the season to start.
I feel your game is still growing. You still got more to show.
Yeah. You know, I'm 26 now. I'm not getting any younger, but I feel like I got some good hockey left in me, and probably the best hockey that I can offer. And I've talking with Paul Maurice, I think they're going to give me a good opportunity here to play some good minutes with some good players, some good power play times, which is something I've been looking forward to, for sure. And I got a lot of good hockey left in me, for sure.
How do you think playing here is going to compare to other places you have played?
Well, it's it's a lot different. I've never, you know, been around the media that much. You know, I've been around for only a couple of weeks, and but it's great. It's a great hockey town. The fans are great. The stands are full for practice, which is something new. You don't see that in Anaheim, that's for sure. So it was quite fun to see.
Your first impressions of this city, and any personal anecdotes with fans so far?
Not really. Like, I've only been around for, like I said, a week or two, and kind of got settled in. I found that place to stay, and got to know the guys, get to kind of find my way around the city a little bit, and now just trying to figure out where to go for food, all that stuff. But so far, I've been enjoying every little bit of it.
Having played with prolific offenses like Anaheim and Washington, what do you feel you could bring to this team learning from guys like
there's a lot of different things you can bring. I think the power play here last year was struggling. I talked with Paul about that, and I can obviously bring some ideas of things that the teams I played for did in Washington. They obviously had one of the best power play, and I know exactly how they run it, and it's something they want me to work with them, so I've obviously going to try to do that, bring whatever I've learned from other teams and bring it here, and hopefully it can help.
It's clear that in Washington and Anaheim you played that key role, but always kind of a backstage role. Do you feel like Winnipeg reaching out to you, signing you, that maybe this is a new opportunity for you, or something you can edge out your own kind of identity?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I think they want to give me a good shot on the power play, give me some good minutes there, which is something I've never really had a chance in Anaheim, being behind those Getzlaff, Berry, those big guys. The same in Washington, Backstrom, Ovechkin. So I was always kind of under these guys here. I think I'll have a good shot and playing maybe a first unit power play or second, like some good times. And other than that, I think my role is going to be pretty similar, like a third line, second line center. If there's injuries, I can always step up and play a bigger role. And I like to, you know, bring energy and then that kind of stuff.
I was talking a little before, and I remember this from the Anaheim game when you erased that lead for, I think it was the biggest comeback in your franchise's history. And I remember you guys just really getting at each other and Brian mentioned a little bit about the relationship with you guys in the past and your grit and, your, and stuff like that. How is it kind of now being on a, you know, a teammate of his now?
Yeah, no, it's nice. I mean, it's, like I said, it's a great bunch of guys. I've only been here around for a couple of weeks, but what I've seen is, you know, guys enjoy themselves here. It's you know, it's a hardworking team. It's a fast-paced team, always has been, and I think this year is going to be key for us. And I think I can add to that for sure.
With that grit, how important is that to your game?
Yeah, it's what my game has been all about my whole career. It's being a smarter guy, you always kind of, you know, have to work extra harder, and I've always done that, and it's going to be no difference this year.
You wouldn't have signed here unless you felt that there was a good opportunity to win, and you're a fresh set of eyes here now. What do you think of the talent on this team when you look around and the names that are here?
Yeah, there's some big names. You know, it's, I think this year we're going to have a three-line, even four-line that can score almost every night. And nowadays in the NHL, I think that's what you need. You look at teams that won Stanley Cups or in top of the league, they're always a team that, you know, have all lines that can score, and I think that's what we're going to base our team on this year. And obviously it's the Jets always been a really fast team that can skate, and that's what we're going to put all our effort on this year for sure.